We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from 8 lines from the top of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We learned that there's a concept called Ein Shliach Advar Avera, and the Gemara said that by Me'ila, even though it's Ein Shliach Avera, there's Yesh Shliach Advar Avera. So the Gemara says, learn that from Me'ila. The Gemara says, no, it's Me'ila and Shlichas Yash Teksum Van Kecha. So Gemara says, that's good according to Vesila. Veshamai holds that Shlichas Yad, you can't make a Shliach. So what can we learn from Ila? So Gemara says, because Tficha Mechira also has a Makar, which means someone steals something and shechs the animal, there's a Makar also that the Shlich is there. So you have there Shtekshum Van Kechad. You have Me'ila and Tficha Mechira. Both cases, the Torah has to tell you that there's Yesh Shlich Va'aveira. It must be everywhere else, is Ein Shlich Va'aveira. So Gemara has a Kasha, V'honi Chlamandi Yama Shtekshum Van Kechad Eim Alamdim. Starting in lands for the top of Hinicha, that's only good if you hold that Shteksuv Van Kechad is not Melamdin. El Lamdin Melamdin, you could learn out from Tuksuv Van Kechad. So learn out from the Ila and from Tvicha Mechira that if you say Yeshdech Varavera. So Gemara answers, no. Goli Rachmana B'Shchut Echutz. The pasuk by Shchut Echutz is the Megala to us that Ein Shteksuv Varavera. It says, Shchut Echutz is someone takes a kachim and shechs it outside, or is makriv it outside, or makes a zrikas dam outside the Beis Hamikdash. And the pasuk there says, dam yechashev le'ishahu dam shafach. So it says, dam yechashev le'ishahu, and we dash le'ishahu, and not the shliach. That's the drasha. Hu v'loy shlucha, him and not a shliach. So it's a makar that they say, ain shliach v'aveir from this pasuk. You know, you should be learning out from there, but here you have a makar. So my says, okay, good. You found Shchut Echutz as a miyut. That's it. There it says the shliach not chayiv. How do you know everywhere else? So come on, the yom Shchut Echutz, the yom Shchut Echutz. So frag tomorrow, the yom Shchut Echutz neilif mahanech. If you learn out from Shchut Echutz, learn out from those. That means who said learn from Shchut Echutz? Learn out from Me'ila and Tvicha Mechira, because we're saying now going according to the yom of Alamdim. How the kosher Rachmana? It says in the same pasuk again the word ahu. V'nichris ahu shahu. It says later on in that pasuk, it says again ahu, which is ain't an Indian legufa. You don't need it for shchut echutz because you have the first ahu to know Indian legal tarikula that there's a miyah that ain't shliach advar veira. So akaponim. So therefore, we have the two extra ahu. One ahu is telling you about shchut echutz. There's no shliach advar veira, and the next one says legal tarikula ain't shliach advar veira. That's the makar. Right, the Gemara, if you hold that shneksum vankech emelam, means you can't learn out from Me'ila and Tvicha Mechira. So, hani ahu ahu, my darsh behu. What do you do with the two extra words, ahu ahu, by shchut echutz? Because you don't need it. Why don't you need it? So, Rashi explains, the portent Rashi, I'm a little high, more high up. Lamandi emelamdin. Lamandi emelamdin, less than lamela from Me'ila v'tvicha, the yesh shliach v'aver. You can't learn out from there. The svara is to say ain't shliach. That's the default. The Islam of Eimar, the yesh loy l'shmaya divrei Rav, v'hani ahu ahu my darish bei. Rashi's mavuya klar that the svara is al divrei Rav divrei Tam divrei Mishaymin, like we said from Taisus yesterday. Rashi's shita also is that the reason why ain't shliach v'aver is from a svara, because why is the shliach listening to you? Listen to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it's a chesar and shlichus. It's a svara. So if you don't have a place to learn out from, so automatically ain't shliach v'aver. And he was saying, if you hold Eim Alamdim, so when Yahu Ahu would tell you a Shchut Echutz, that there's no Shchut Echutz, that's the Svara. The only reason you would need that, if you could learn out from Ilan Tvichos, now it's a problem. Learn out from Ilan Tvichos that yes, Shchut Echutz, so you need another place that's a Miyat. But now they were saying that you don't learn out from there, so then it's Pasuk, and Shchut Echutz, so why need a Pasuk of Ahu Ahu?
Yes,
because if you're Lamdim, so you're learning out Me'ila Tvicha, yes, you're learning out from this. Now, how do you answer Tvicha? I need two Ahus. One Ahu is Shchut Echutz, and the other one Ahu is but where else? But now that we're saying that you don't learn out from there, so what's the Svara Pshuta? Ain't Shchut Echutz. So then, because like Edvin Radu and Sherman said, why do you need a Pasuk of Ahu Ahu? That's the world's Kasha. My name is Shchut Echutz. Lamdim Ahu, and who am I with Doris Bu? What do you do with it? And for the Gemara, Chad Lemutei. One Ahu teaches us that only if one person shecht, but if two people shecht, they are potter. Shnayim she'ichsim misakin v'sheichtim, they're potter, because dafka one person, not two together. Like shnayim she'asu, by Shchut Echutz will be potter. V'chad, who, another Ahu is to teach you, hu v'loi oynes, hu v'loi shoygeg, hu v'loi muta. Teach us that if he's a shoygeg or a muta or a oynes, So you're a potter. So first I have to add, I was maybe oinus. I'm saying oinus, of course you're potter. Oinus potter, everything. So that the Tosfos Rosh already says, that oinus means not a regular oinus. It means if Edom tell you this is not a carbon. So that's more like a shaygi. If two of them tell you this is not a carbon, then you should go shechta, that's not an oinus. We call it an oinus here, but that's not really an oinus. It's not being forced. But the other question is, good that all three shaygi, we need a miyad. Why need a miyad for shaygi? Well, a shaygi always potter from karos. By shudichos is a chi of karos, you're always potter from karos. Zok the Ramban, that every chi of karos is a chi of carbon b'shoigig. Here the chiddush vahu is, you're not even chayav from a carbon. If you have a shoigig or a muta, which means a mistake, or oinus, you're not even chayav a carbon. That's what it means of chadish, that's what the miyat would be. Hu v'loi muta means those cases. Now what's muta? Oinus, we say what the Tais Rosh, what it is. Tais Rosh goes through everything what it is. It says, oinus is hainu she'edim emrim loy de behem azu in a carbon. Shoigig means he's going to sava hu shu chulim. He thought it was chulim, pashtun himself. Muta going to hu sava shu befrim v'vuchutz. He thought he was inside the Beis Mikdash, really he's outside. He was like a little confused. I can put him, huh?
Is it a shoigig?
Yeah, it's a type of shoigig. Muta's type of shoigig. But shoigig, the case was, he thought it was chulim. That's what we're saying, three cases are. Yeah, all three shoigig, actually, if you touch Rosh. They're saying, oinus also shoigig. So that's what he's saying. But Kabbalah has, and he has this cash also of the Ramban, the why need positive. How does a crawl a mifter of a karis? What's because he holds the archive of a carbon, so he has a different shot in that. He brings that from the place. So the pshat basically is that even if you don't bring the carbon, usually if you don't bring a carbon, you be chayav a karis here, not chayav karis. You don't bring the carbon. Akpanim ayin sham. But we said the Ramban teretz is simple. It's a bechidish, but it's a more simple teretz. So he's saying there's no chi of carbon even by shudichot. That's what we're learning from this who. But Akpanim, that's what we do using both who ahu for. Zokti Rav Idoch, has the other man the Yama who learns out from Shute Chutz that Ein Shliach Vaveira. So what does he? How does he know these two drashas? You know, you can't have both these things—the two drashas and the din of Ein Shliach Vaveira. So Rav Idoch, Mahu Ahu, you learn from Lash Dov Lash and Hu Ahu. Veidoch Hu Ahu Lo Yidarsh. The other man says Hu Ahu, you're not darshening. V'had the Tani. Yeah, come on, that's what we're doing with drashas. So now we finished with those drashas, remember those drashas, and we have here basically two mahalchim, why in Shliach Vaveira? Either because from Shvut Echutz, or the limit is from, either the limit is from Shvut Echutz, or the limit is from the Svara, and there is Eim Alamed in those two. So after the Gemara of all the Tani, we have in a brace like this. You tell a shliach, go out and kill someone. You send someone. You send someone to kill someone, a hitman. You tell who's chayiv. So it says in the Tanakhama, it says who chayiv means the murderer himself is chayiv. Sholchav, the person who sends the murderer, is potter because ain't shliach v'avera. Shamei Azokin Eimer Meshim Chagi Hanavi. Shamei Azokin says b'shem Chagi Hanavi. So stop right there. Shamei Azokin heard from Chagi Hanavi. Chagi Hanavi was by the beginning of the first Beis Mikdash, or the beginning of the second Beis Mikdash, or the end of the first Beis Mikdash. He was last Nevi'im. Chagi is Chayim Malach, the last Nevi'im. So how could Shamei Azokin met Chagi? So I looked up the article's introduction to the Talmud, and there they on the bottom there they have a note on Shamei Azokin. They said that even though it says it must be just heard it from Messiris from him. They had a Messiris from Chagi Hanavi. He didn't hear it directly from Chagi Hanavi. Shamei Azokin lived much later. Like upon him, Shamei Azokin is the reshiva of the Beis Shammai. Shamei Azokin Eimer Meshul Chagi Hanavi that Sholchav Chayiv Meshalayach is Chayiv. Shneimer says in the pasuk, Oyusay Harakta Becherav Ne'aman. Everyone knows the story of Uriah Achiti that David HaMelech met Bathsheba. He wanted to marry Bathsheba, and Bathsheba was married to Uriah Achiti. So he sent Uriah Achiti to the front lines, and Uriah Achiti got killed by the Bnei Amon. So it says there when Nasan Avi giving him Musar, it says in the pasuk that Oysay Iraq the Becher of Bnei Amon. You killed Uriah Achiti the Becher of Bnei Amon. What do you mean you killed him? So therefore, Shammai Zokin showing that from this pasuk that it's Mavoyer that David Melch considered the murderer, even though he did not kill Uriah Achiti. It was the Bnei Amon who killed Uriah Achiti. So you see, Yeshdiach Vavera, this is Shammai Zokin says. So Mara asks, my time of the Shammai Zokin. What's the reason of Shammai Zokin? What's the Makar? And the Mara has three Mahalchim, and there's an Afkaminus in the Mahalch. What's the reason of Shammai Zokin? The first Mahalch is, Kesava Shteksum Monkecha Malamdin. He holds that you can learn out. So you learn out from Ila and Tvicha Mechir Yeshdiach Vavera. And Vahu Ahu Ladarish, doesn't Darshan double Dawson? Who Ahu? Ahu, there's two things, Who and Ahu, Ahu. He doesn't Darshan that. So you need a Pasuk Vahu by Shute Chutz teach you not Shnei Meichs and Masakin, not Mutta, right? You need that. And you learn that from Tvicha Mechira Me'ila, the Yeshayach Vavera. So what are you left with? Yeshayach Vavera. So Shammai Azakin holds, in Kala Torah Kula, Yeshayach Vavera. Punk this, the Bryce is talking about Ritzicha, but he holds, in Kala Torah Kula, Yeshayach Vavera. That's the first Mahalach. Vibay Yisema, Mahalach number two in Shammai Azakin is, Layom Darosh, Yidash Tzuahu. And therefore, this ain't Yeshayach Vavera. Oma Chayiv, Chayiv Dine Shemaim. Chayiv means, the Chayiv Bedine Shemaim. Your chayiv means minashvayim, not chayiv ritzicha over here. It's only minashvayim. For example, machal tanakam is filled with minashvayim. And I put it. Do you really think a mashaleach is part of minashvayim according to tanakama? That someone sends this guy to kill him? Of course he's chayiv minashvayim. So Mar says you're right. Mar says nafkmina is el dina rabba dina zutik of now. Nafkmina is dina rabba dina zut. The Rashi says the shami machayiv bedina rabba ba inus gadol. The tanakama loy minus kulia not so big inus kahirig atzmael like a garim, like a garim. But it's all Dina Shemayim. To the first second Taras, he holds in Sheikh Vaver Taka. And it just means Dina Shemayim. The third Mahalik, Bayezema, Lo'ilam, Bayezema, Shani Hassam, the Gol Rachmana, Oysa Rakt Becherav Ne'amain. The Pasuk says, Oysa Rakt Becherav Ne'amain. That's the Makar for this. And Stafka by Ritzicha. Not Pshat that the Navi can Mechar Shalacha, but it must be, since Nasan Navi told David HaMelech, Oysa Rakt, it must be he had a Kabbalah that's a Lacham Oysa Rasina, that Ritzicha is Yeshdiach Vavera. So Fidus Mahalach, it's Yeshdiach Vavera, Dafka by Ritzicha. That's what comes out. Fidus Mahalach is Yeshdiach Vavera, Dafka by Ritzicha. So the first Mahalach is Yod Yeshdiach Vavera all over. Second Mahalach is, he holds Ein Sheikh Vavera. And it's only in the Dina Shemayim. The third Mahalach is, we hold Ein Sheikh Vavera, but only over here, with special Gzeres HaKosov, that yes, not special Gilu Milsa from the Navi, that by Ritzicha, Yesh Sheikh Vavera. That's the three Mahalachim in Shammai Azakin. So Mora asks now, V'idoch, what does the other man, the Yama, do with this Pasuk? And the Kash is, all three Pshatim. What does he do with the Pasuk? It says, Oysa Rakta. So what do you do with the Pasuk? This is Oysa Rakta. The Dosh Navi is telling him the Oysa Rakta. V'idoch, Harelechom. That you are like Cherev Bnei Amon, you're not chayef for it. That if Bnei Amon kills someone because he holds that in Sheikh Vavera, and he holds Eitzir Chaver. So what does Eitzir Rakt B'Chaver Bnei Amon mean? And you killing him is the same like Bnei Amon. Just like for Bnei Amon, you're not Chayiv at all. Ma'acher Bnei Amon en Atenash Lov. Af Or Yachiti Atenash Lov. You're not Chayiv for Or Yachiti. Just like all the Cher Bnei Amon, you're not Chayiv for at all. You're not Chayiv for Or Yachiti either at all, even with Eishamayim. And that's what we're saying. We're saying it's the same level as Bnei Amon. As Bnei Amon killing anyone is killing Or Yachiti. It's all the same level. And the Ikka Taina Nosanov was having is about this Ishtar Lakach to Lechol Isha. There was the Taina about taking Bathsheba before he was killed, I guess. That was the Ikka Taina. Now, why Taka aren't you Chayav and Or Yachiti? Why not even Dei Shemayim? We said before, they should be Chayav Dei Shemayim, but even by Gairim, which was Pshat in the Pasuk, because my Taima. We're explaining, because Murray B'Malchus Ava. Because Or Yachiti was a Murray B'Malchus. How was he Murray B'Malchus? The Kamaleh, because he said, when he was talking to David HaMelech, because what happened was he came back from the war, and David HaMelech sent him back. And it says in the Pasuk there that David HaMelech said, why don't you go home and take something to drink and then go back to war? And it says there, Vayem Uriach El David, Ha'oroin V'Yisrael V'Yehuda Yoshim V'Sukois, V'Adoini Yoyev V'Avdi Adoini Apnei Asada. Everyone's out there. Choynim, V'Ani Ovi Al-Besi Lecha V'Lishtois, V'Lishka V'Mishti, Chayecha V'Chayin Avshachom, Eses Dava Azza. He wanted, David HaMelech really wanted Uriachit to go back home because she got pregnant and to see that everyone should think he got pregnant from Uriah. But he didn't want to go home. And it says in the Pasuk, so Rashi says, what's the Marad of Malchus? The Marad of Malchus, Rashi says, is because he called him Adoini Yoav. Rashi says, Zeu Marad Shakar Adoim Fnei HaMelech. Tosfos on top says, that's not called Marad of Malchus. That's not called Marad of Malchus. You could call someone Adoin. You didn't call him a Melech, you called him Adoin. Like this is the way that Masha explains the Kasha. Vein near it, the Inze Moirid, the Loiba, Laham Licha, Likris Melech, and Kum Adoin. He's twice as two of the Pshat to what the Moirid Malchus was. Either he didn't listen to him by going home, he didn't listen to him, he didn't go home. Or because he was Makdim Yoav before Melech David. He says, Vadoin Yoav, Avde Adoini. Should have said Avde Adoini first. That's what Moirid Malchus. But in any case, he was Moirid Malchus, it was Chayiv Misa, and therefore we now have Chayiv Din Shemayim on David HaMelech, and that's what you learn from the Pasuk, Oysi Rakta, B'nei Amon. Oysi Rakta, B'nei Amon. So, Akapodim, that is Amach Lekasi, the Tanakama, and Shammai HaZakin. Amar Rava, Intim Slam Shava Shammai. If you go like the first pshat, that Beis Shammai holds, or Shammai himself holds, that Yeshtriach Daver B'chol Torah Kula, so because he holds, Shteik Zubon Kechem Alam, then who will I darish? Moide is by a certain case. Has he moide? But Imel Shluchai, say by all the Erev. He tells Shteik, go by all the Erev, or eat Chelev, Shehu Chayev, definitely the Shliach himself is Chayev, Shoch HaPata, why? So Metzin B'chol Torah Kula, Ze Nen of Zer is Chayev. It can't be, this guy's Nenna, and you're going to be Chayev. Based on the other things, that the Maises of Shiach is back to you. But if the whole Ister is the Hanah, so it's not possible for the Hanah to Mesiach is back to you. He's the one who had Hanah. It's impossible to have a Meshaleh Chayim on that. That's what the Rava says. Now, Tais says, Akasha, we know by Me'ilah is Yashriach Va'avera. And by Me'ilah, if you tell a Shliach to eat the Kikar of Hektish, and the Shliach didn't know, right? When the Meshaleh didn't know. So what's the halacha? Chayim and Meshaleh. We say Yashriach Va'avera Me'ilah. What do you mean? Zen Evan is Chayim. And for Tais says, the Me'ilah, you only Chayim when you pick up, the Chiv is for picking up the piece of food, not eating it. That's why it's not the Hanah. It's not the Hanah. The very is the Geneva is the Me'ilah, not the Hanah. Mashenkin, these things, the Isser is the Hanah. The Isser of Arayas is the Hanah. The Isser of the Chelev is the Hanah, not the picking it up or doing that. Therefore, that's the Chilek. There's a big stipler on this. There's a big tumum. Of Chaim on this. A stipler, what?
He bends down and eats it. He won't be
more. Oh, very good. So it says over here in Tais has a Kleza Shaila, if you stuck your hand into this barrel of oil and you were Nana from the Sicha, what will be Allah? He's not sure if you be Chayim Ilam from Shlichas Taka. Because there the whole Isser is the Hanah. He's not sure about it. He blives Shrek. He believes it with a suffix on that. Blives with a suffix. Blives with a suffix on that. The Adkan, the sugya of Ein Shliach Da'aver. Now the Gemara goes to a new sugya, Shliach Nasa Eid or not. To Itmar. Rab Oma Shliach Nasa Eid. Could a Shliach be an aid on something? He was a Shliach for the thing. Could it be an aid? The Be'er B'Shila Amro, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. So Machlaikis. Rab says Shliach Nasa Eid. The Be'er B'Shila says Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. What's the reason? The Gemara is explained. My time at the Be'er B'Shila. What's Rab B'Shila says Ein Shliach Nasa Eid? Is it because you didn't tell him you should be an aid for you? You sent him on a job, and then he wanted to make say aid. You didn't tell him to be an aid. So Gemara says, no, you don't have to tell him to be an aid. Elamiata, Kiddush Isha Feshnayim, Ble Omalehem Atam Eidah. You didn't tell the two aidim, you are my aidim. How can I really have a Kiddush? You tell me it's not a Kiddushim? And like Rashi and Tosfos both explained, even though the Gemara Sanhedrin says that if someone's moided to something, he has to say Atam Eidai, that's dafka because if he's moided, I owe you $100. If it's not real Eidim, so you can say I'm making a joke. He came up to me and said, you owe me $100. Yeah, right, I owe you $100. Yeah. So if you didn't say Atam Eidai, so there you're just joking. But here, it doesn't pass to say you're joking, you made a Kedushin. So there, you don't have to say Atam Eidai. So Gemara's question is, if I didn't tell the Shliach to be an aid, so what? Lamais, it's still a good aid. They could be aid, you don't have to say Atam Eidai. So what's the Machlaikas? El Rav Amo Shliach Nasa Eid, Alumay Kama Amil Milsa. If I care, it's better to have a Shliach aid. He was Mamash, a real witness. He did the whole thing himself. So he's the best aid possible. Since we know this cloud of shlucha shalom kamayis, it's like the baldavar himself, havli kagufa. Just like a baldavar on something cannot be an aid on the inyan. Here also, since the shliach is like the baldavar himself, like the person doing the ma'isim, supposed to be the ma'isim himself, so therefore he is a gay baldavar and he cannot be an aid on something that he is the baldavar himself. He's the balabas himself. So we have Machlokes Rav and the Be'er B'Shila. Rav says that Shliach Naseid, and the Be'er B'Shila says Ein Shliach Naseid. Meisvei, we have here a Brisa. Amar L'Shloisha, Suvi Kitchli Yisha. Tell three people, go Makash Yisha for me. So Halacha is one guy can be the Shliach, the other two Eidim. Echa Shliach V'Shnayim Eidim. One can be a Shliach, the other two will be the Eidim. Dibur V'Shamei. It's Mashmei. You can't. The actual person who does the Shlichos cannot be Eidim. That's why you have three. One guy's a shliach, two are eidim. Different shamis. Silaimrim, kulam shluchim. They're all shluchim. They're all sent on this job. So all like shluchim kamaisais. They ain't shliach nas eid. They can't be. A shliach can't be eid. So atkan like pligi ela b'shloisha. The whole machlokes is on by three. Av shnayim it's mashmah. Even Beis Shammai would agree that if you actually do the shlichas, divrei kol loy. So it's a pella. What's Rav thinking? Saying shliach nas eid. Lekul yama ain't shliach nas eid. And like Tois speaks out, you could even ask Stam that you're not like Beis Shammai. You could ask that kasha there also, but. We'll see why you couldn't. You didn't want to ask that. Here's a bunch of other kasha. The kuli yama, it's ein shliach nasei. And for the gemara, who dama kai tana? He says like this tana's explanation in this machlekes. Here's a different way of learning the machlekes. The tanya, Rav Nosson Emrim v'sham Emrim shliach ve'ed echad. One shliach and one aid could be mitzarif to be two aidim, even though one of them is a shliach. Klar v'sham yol shliach nasei. We still Emrim shliach v'shnei aidim. You have to have a shliach and two other aidim. So we see over here, at least Beishami holds Tiach Nasei. It's very Gemara. Rav Beishami, Rav holds Beishami, didn't make anything better. Gemara says, Epoch, you'll switch around Beishami and Beisil here. So that's why Taisus explains why the Gemara didn't ask right away from Beisil, because you could do say Epoch. But the Gemara's cash first was, that's Kulyam. The Gemara's like, not the Kulyam, only say Epoch. Rav Achabe, the Rav, Masdi Ipcha. He learns the opposite. Rav Omer Ein Shliach Nasaid, that Rav is the one who says Ein Shliach Nasaid, and that will help out that he's not like Beishami. And Rav Shila Omer Shliach Nasaid, and he'll Shliach Nasaid. But what's the halacha? V'hilchus Shliach Nasaid. And I guess we say the Epoch, and we pass like Rav, that Shliach Nasaid, and it's like Beisil, whole Shliach Nasaid, and that's the halacha. We pass in Shliach Nasaid. The Shliach on the thing could be a aid.